Top of the seventh inning, and we got some changes for the Kimball Express, Kirby Hamish.
Now pitching will be Craig Meyer, as Craig finishing his warm-up pitches. So Dingman, Meyer out of the pen, relieving Johnson today. Moving from right field to first base is Scott Marquardt. He's taking a little tour from third to right to first. And I think, what are you and
Noah
Dad?
Young.
You and Dad are guessing Noah Young in right field
Noah
still?
Young. It okay. looks like Noah out in right field.
Yeah. He ran for Beyer, as we will now see activity in the Husky pen as well. Whoever that guy is, that drafty, I believe he warmed up earlier. So
yeah, and they got somebody throwing weight in there, too.
Oh, they got someone down there already,
yeah,
too.
One of their own. So
double barrel in the pen.
Absolutely. Top of the seventh inning, and Hutchinson scheduled with Tyler Schiller, Jake Wendland, and Marcus Hahn. And Craig Meyer gets to see that 3-4-5 combination that Hutchinson really tagged Ben Johnson early on for those eight runs.
Meaty part of the order.
Hutchinson scoring two in the first, six in the second, added two more in the fifth inning. Craig Meyer kicks and delivers, fastball inside a ball, 1-0.
They sent 11 to the plate in that six-run second inning, Randy.
Tyler Schiller so far today. One for one. But this else, what else has Schiller done? He has walked twice and been hit by a pitch, so been on base all four times.
People tuning in for the Richmond game, that will be heard in its entirety, half an hour or so after the conclusion of this one.
Pitch a ball. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, the count. Meyer delivers, high ball four. And make it five on base appearances today for Tyler Schiller. Wow.
Reach base every time with one hit. He has scored one run, or three runs and counting.
That'll bring Jake Wendland to the plate. Jake one for three today with a grand slam home run. The big blow in the second inning. Curveball from Myers high, a ball. 1-0, that's five consecutive pitches for balls.
You see some activity in the express pen as well.
Meyer ready, and his fastball outside, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Craig Meyer, he went to Melrose High School. There's a fastball down the middle. A strike and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The lead over at first by Schiller. Here's a ground ball to second. It's too short for one. The relay to first, not in time. So Matt Friesen getting the leadoff man, throwing to Ben Johnson. Ben with a quick release made that play very close at first with Wendland.
Hit a little too slow for Shirley get two, Randy, but nice effort by Johnson as well, and a good starter by Friesen. Meyer gets the out, and it'll be Marcus Hahn into the batter's box.
Hahn on the day, one for three, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Had a double leading off the fourth inning. Craig Meyer's curveball in the dirt. Nice stop by Cade Marquardt. And the count, 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 10 runs, 12 hits. One error for Hutchinson. Two runs, seven hits. Two errors for Kimball. Meyer kicks, delivers, and a swing and a miss by Hahn. And 1-1.
I looked down to the pen and see that whoever Hutch had throwing is walking in. And I said, well, I see a ball flying down there. It's like, oh, it's Logan Adams and Cooper Notch playing catch in the bullpen down there. Dusty Adams' son.
One ball, one strike. Pitch low. That bounces off of Cade Marquardt's shin protectors and all the way to the dugout over by first base. And on to second goes Wendland.
I mean, deflection-wise, Randy, from behind the plate, there's a lot of real estate behind the plate here. To go from there almost all the way into the dugout, that ball
That's halfway down to first base.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a big bounce
off
the shin guard of Marquardt. Then he, of course, who hasn't got to show off the wing yet today, rips a throw right on the money to second.
Two balls, one strike with one out and one on. In the top of the seventh. Again, ready on the mound, Craig Meyer. Curveball ripped down the third baseline. That is fair into the corner. It's going to score Wendland. And on his way to second is Hahn. He'll go in with his second double of the day.
They just keep hitting.
No doubt about that one. It was hit hard.
Didn't matter who the expressive put onto the mound, Randy. They keep knocking the ball around the yard. Is that one laced down the line? To think that it bounced basically twice by the time it got to the bag and it was fielded into the left field corner by Rooley. You gotta have some oomph behind it to get it down there on a ground ball.
Yeah, gotta bring Zach Kozeski to the plate. Zach so far today 2-for-4 with a double of his own. Run scored. Facing Craig Meyer. They're moving their right fielder Young over towards the right field line a little bit more as Kozeski takes a strike call in 0-1.
13 hits on the board. 5 in that second inning. Had a couple pretty much every inning except last inning and the third inning.
Well, it's one strike. There's a pitch outside. And the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Leading at second is Hahn. Craig Meyer. Slow and deliberate curveball ripped to third. Down on it is Brian Marquardt. He'll throw across the diamond and not in time as Kozeski will beat that out. Brian Marquardt went down on one knee to field that high hop shot.
He almost looked at second base as well. Uh-oh, they threw the ball away.
As the ball gets away, just about into the dugout, and that's going to put runners at second and third now. As the ball came in from Scott Marquardt, and Scott flipped it to Craig Meyer, and no time had been called.
No.
Tom Marquardt now flips that water bottle at the dugout, and he's going, wasn't there time called? And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and have a word with the second base umpire. Unreal.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those days for Kimball.
They're going to leave him there.
Time was not out.
So time was called.
It was talking about it. It seemed like Marquardt had kind of looked, and by Marquardt, I need to be more specific. It seemed like Brian Marquardt had almost went to a knee and then looked the runner back, Randy, where it's like, well, I don't know how much time you think you have, but
I know
you don't have that much.
And then he did throw a strike to Scott, but it was a high arcing strike. Wonder if they're going to award an error on the play. There's got to be an error.
An error for the runners to bump up, yeah. So maybe infield single, because they were at 13, now 14 hits, and then the infield single with an error afterwards.
So Kozeski is over at second, Hahn at third. An error is awarded to somebody, and at the plate, it's the pitcher, Lane Glaser, with the infield in on the grass.
The error would go to Scott Marquardt.
Pitch is low for a ball, and 1-1. 1-1, one strike, 11-2 our score. Run in here in the seventh. Craig Meyer on the mound, and his pitch, curveball, and this is hit foul and out of play. That'll go down by the bullpen and beyond the bullpen.
Fire call on that one.
You bet. Down by the fire department. One ball, two strikes. Outfield still playing fairly deep. Craig Meyer looks back to second. And his pitch, curveball inside, and the count, 2-2. Glaser wasn't up anything in the batter's box with that breaking ball coming at him.
No. Begging it to hit him almost.
Yeah.
Two strikes on him. Still just one out. Infield in here for Kimball. Cade Marquardt calling time behind the plate.
Cody Yarl, the on-deck hitter. Catcher for Hutchinson. 11-2 our score here in the seventh. Craig Meyer's pitch. That's outside, and the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. I would say we've had, between the two teams, 23 two-counts today. There's been a lot. There has been a lot of 3-2 counts. The Meyer pitch, and this has popped up in the infield. Foul ground, Cade Marquardt calling for it, and it's going to hit the top of the concession stand and out of play.
It's not that long of a walk to the concession stand. Take it back for a prize.
We've had a lot of three. So you're thinking 23 twos, how many 3-2 plus ones?
Yeah.
About five of those,
yeah,
too, yet.
Yeah, five of those. Yeah, exactly.
Express got to keep it right here. If Hutch gets another one across, 10-run rule would be potentially in order where they would have to score in the bottom of the seventh inning. Meyer just the one out here.
Glazer back into the box. The count full, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third and underneath the glove of Brian Marquardt. That'll score Hahn. Hahn had gone back to the bag.
Good base running.
Yeah. He had gone back just because Brian Marquardt went to the backhand, and he thought, well, maybe he's going to field it. But then he saw it squirt by, and he came in to score. And, yeah, Glazer, like you said, good base running, takes second.
Well, you got to bring your energy back to the bag in that situation, Randy, and then you make sure that once it's through, then you can just walk home. And that's exactly what he did. But it's getting to that point to make sure you have it go through and walk home. How'd the runner get to second? He just kept going or what?
He just kept going. Yeah.
Okay.
Throw came back into the infield by Brian Marquardt. And, of course, Glazer never stopped. Cody Arlt at the plate. Arlt on the day, 1-for-2, couple walks. And the pitch is fouled back and out of play. And the count at 1-1. Six walks, two hit batters by Kimball pitching. Here's a ground ball hit to short. Up with it, Ben Johnson across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. That'll be the second out. And the base runners at second and third, they just freeze. They don't go anywhere.
That would have been a tough. If it would have been a different situation, maybe on that slow tapper, you could take a chance, Randy.
Yeah.
But up by 10, let the game kind of come to you. Make sure it comes through.
Kozeski is over at third. Over at first or at second base, Glazer, the pitcher, and up at the plate now, number 9 hitter, Adam Katzmeier. And Katzmeier, ground ball to third.
Ooh.
They call foul ball, the home plate umpire does. And 0-1, the count to Katzmeier.
That was close.
It was very close.
It's not where it's fielded. I know that, but that almost looked like it was fielded.
I thought that ball bounced.
Over the bag.
Over the bag,
yeah. But it almost looked like where Marquardt fielded it, it almost looked fair.
He was standing in fair ground.
Hahn's got a better view than us again.
Here's a curveball that Katzmeier swings and misses at. And the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Here's Katzmeier ripping that one right over Kozeski's head. And the count at 0-2.
That one was clearly foul.
No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Two outs, two on. Curveball, Kozeski. Actually make it Katzmeier pops this one up, followed by the first base dugout, and that just over the top of the dugout into the bleacher section.
So before you said Marquardt called for it, and it was well out of play, and I was like, oh, Randy, I wonder if that was a bad call on your part. This one was out of play, and I heard him call for it again.
He says ball.
Yeah.
And he's just telling everybody, ball. I got it. I'm going to chase it.
I mean, both the one off the shack was,
yeah, it was
20
well,
feet out of play. This one was a good 10.
I mean, it's maybe just good practice to
okay.
call for it. Yeah. 0-2. breaking ball in the dirt, and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Runners at second and third, two runs in here in the seventh for Hutch. They lead 12-2. Craig Meyer from the stretch. The right-hander comes home, fastball low and away, and the count at 2-2.
Seventh man to bat this inning. They hit around in the second, sent eight to the plate in the fifth, seven to the plate in the first.
Two balls, two strikes. Meyer delivers. That's going to hit Katzmeyer. Third hit batter of the day to go along with the six walks. That's nine free passes along with the 15 hits. 24 base runners, and then you get a couple errors in there too for base runners. And that's a lot of guys on the path.
And then if you look at it, Randy, that they've only recorded 20 outs. So you've allowed more base runners than you've got out. That is a recipe for a loss,
Tom Arquart,
I'd say.
Quickly out to the mound to talk to Craig Meyer.
Seen too much of Tom today.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tom will admit it too. He said, I probably don't like going out to the mound that often. Bases loaded, two runs in, top of the order here. And Mike Pekowski. Pekowski so far today, 0-for-5 out of your leadoff spot. 0-for-5. If you would say your leadoff guy went 0-for-5.
You think he'd be up 10?
To a lot of folks, you would go, oh, buddy got 5 at-bats.
This will be a 6th plate appearance, yeah. Right here.
Pitch is high for, actually, they call it a strike in 0-1. Well, it's one strike.
12-2, Hutchinson, here top 7.
Meyer kicks, delivers, and that pitch in the dirt. And the count, 1-1. Richmond and Hinckley, they'll be coming up next here on KASM. Whether it's in half an hour or an hour and a half, we'll have it for you. Pitch inside, a ball or a strike called, and 1-2.
Doesn't look like our ride's going anywhere.
1-2.
Right next to you.
No. Oh, we'll have to take the keys away from him to make sure he doesn't, right?
He starts drinking, you better look out.
1-2. Craig Meyer kicks, delivers. Pekowski sends it a long way to right field. Young calling for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the seventh for Hutchinson. Another big inning as they score two runs here in the inning on three hits. There was one error, and the bases left loaded. We played 6.5. Hutchinson 12, Kimball 2. We're back in a minute.
Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Imagine a world where going to the bank is more than just a chore. With Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's a place you can see people who have become like friends. It's where lending dreams come true. Saving is their superpower. And full-service banking for individuals, farmers, and businesses available to all. What more could you ask for? Find banking for believers at Farmers and Merchants State Bank, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpeers.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here in Meesville. 12-2 our score. It's a defensive change for the Hutchinson Huskies. Now coming on is a draftee out of Buffalo. This is John Weber, number 10. He'll get some extra warm-up pitches as Kimball's got to score a run, Randy. Otherwise, they will be 10-runned in their state tournament
they
game.
They certainly do. They've got 2-3-4 up. Matt Friesen, Cade Marquardt, Ben Johnson facing John Weber. And facing a left-hander now, Kirby, after facing that right-hander all day. Just a different style, different look, and we'll see what the Kimball Express can do here.
Marquardt into the batter's box. stretch inning here. And, oh, there we go. Now they're starting to sit down. I was hoping the stretching would come to an end. It's Cade into the batter's box. Weber towing the rubber. He's in his white uniform. First offering from the lefty, missing outside for a ball. Cade today reached on an error in the first inning, walked in the third, hit into a 4-6-3 double play in the fifth. Got him at 0 for 2. As Weber's 1-0 pitch hit up the guts and passed a diving second baseman, Adam Katzenmeyer. And, I mean, come on, Randy. You knew that Kimball wasn't just going to roll over.
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. So Cade Marquardt with the leadoff single.
He's aboard. That'll bring Ben Johnson into the batter's box. Weber will work from the stretch, and Randy's hoping that Weber works quicker than his new teammate Lane Glazer did earlier. Yeah.
Glazer, once he got into the stretch, it was in slow motion.
That's when things slowed down as Weber's first offering to Johnson. That misses outside for a ball. 12 on the board, 2 in the first for Hutchinson, 6 in the second, 2 in the fifth, 2 in the seventh. Kimball scored 2 in the sixth inning on a 2-RBI single off the scoreboard, which is in play by Adam Beyer. As the 1-0 pitch, that's hit on the ground toward short to second for one. The relay back to first and out. 6-4-3. Nice turn. Fleck, Katzenmeyer caught at first, bang, bang, by Wendland and the Express down to their final out.
Ben Johnson legging that down the line. Kirby made it really close over at first base.
This will be Cody Leiter, who came into the game. Pinch hit earlier. His second at-bat here, he scored the first Kimball run as the pitch from Weber in there for a strike. Weber from Buffalo. You ever see their logo, Randy? It's that old Phillies logo upside down, a B instead of a P. Remember that Mike Schmidt P Phillies logo?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. It's cool. As that pitch missing inside, evens it up at 1-1. I like when the teams try to mimic like a pro look or even alter it a little bit. 1-1 the count here to Cody Weber. Cody Leiter. My apologies, Cody. 1-1 pitch. That's hit in the air. Center field. Measuring it is Hahn. He puts it away, and it is a 10-run rule victory for Hutchinson. The Swinging Huskies come out and put 12 on Kimball here today. They will advance to the second round next Saturday at 1:30 as 12-2 our final score for the Express here in the seventh. They have no runs on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. So the dream comes to an end for Kimball as 12-2 our final score. Randy Rostein, let's take a timeout, come back and wrap this one up. 12-2 in favor of Hutchinson here on KASM.
Start building your career today at Columbia Gear and Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability, Columbia Gear is looking to add you to their successful team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned central Minnesota employers. Columbia Gear has more than 70 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies. Benefits include great pay, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoon at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Congratulations and make some noise down at the state tournament to all of our local area teams. Come back and tell Dusty and Corky all about it at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Good luck to the Kimball Express here at the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. Hi, this is Jeff Bertram for West Central Sanitation, and we're proud of the Stearns County teams that made it to the state playoffs. Amateur baseball is as good as it gets, and West Central Sanitation is proud to sponsor these broadcasts so the fans back home can listen to the play-by-play. Hit a home run and call us today for any of your waste and recycling needs. Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and Amateur Baseball, a winning team.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of used TMR mixers. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com, to see if we have the right mixer for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Post-game show here on your Sunday. Today was not the Express's day, Randall.
It certainly was not. Hutchinson came out hitting, and Kirby Hutchinson took it to Kimball early on, scoring two runs in the first inning already to take that lead. And we were looking at this contest just being a pitcher's duel. And, Kirby, when you give Hutchinson a lead, it's tough. They came out swinging the bats. They got some heavy hitters. Scored six in the second, two more in the fifth, and two in the seventh. I mean, they were all in today, Hutch was. 12 runs, 15 hits, one error. They left 13 on base, two runs, eight hits, three errors. And Kimball left nine men on base. The win will go to starter Lane Glaser picks up the win today, and the loss will go to starter Ben Johnson.
And you look at Glaser, Randy, just, you know, obviously you get the lead, that helps, but he was in some hot water at times. He had some guys on, some opportunities, but he just kind of made his way, worked around it the entire time. He had zeros on the board through five. He gave up the two runs to Beyer on the single off the scoreboard, plating two in the sixth inning, but tip of the cap to Lane as he had a nice outing for the W today.
He did. I mean, the Kimball Express left nine guys on base today, so they definitely had some opportunities. Did they have enough opportunities to score 12 runs today? No, they did not.
No, just not it. Not your day.
Nope. And they used, what was it, four pitchers, five pitchers today? Five, I think.
Johnson, Dingman, Meyer.
Yep.
There we go. So,
was not to be.
Not happening.
They'll look to 2023.
That they will. Randy, let's take another two-minute timeout, come back, and wrap this one up.
We will.
Right here, 2 minutes, right here on KASM.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2022 baseball season, and thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continued support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2022 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Jack Brewer Field, home of the Meadsville Mudhens, is where we're at, and that is where the 2022 Kimball season has come to an end, Randy, as a 12-2 impressive victory for Hutchinson, who advances to take on Bluffton. I haven't seen a loss yet. We got a loss on our register now.
First loss on the register, absolutely. And Hutchinson came out, hit the ball today, Kirby, with 15 hits, and that definitely was the story of the day. They hit the ball hard. They had doubles. They had a big grand slam home run by Wendlandt, their first baseman.
Yeah, that big six-run second inning, yeah, that's what did him
knife.
In.
That was a knife in the old heart.
Big thank you to our Kimball sponsors, who consist of Pep's Pork, Erkins Water, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Farmers Merchant State Bank, Rambo, Columbia Gear, DNS Excavating, Kimball Baseball Association, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Dairyland Supply. What we're going to do right now is we're going to send it back to the studio. We do have Richmond and Hinckley. They'll begin their warm-ups or their infield-outfield coming up around the corner. We're going to send it back to the studio with Sam. Sam's going to read funeral announcements. He also has some other housekeeping to get to. Then we're going to be right back here. So we'll talk to you shortly. Again, congratulations on a fine season to Tom Marquardt and the Kimball Express. Nothing wrong with going to the big dance as it's a tough time. You ran into a very good team. Sam, we will talk to you shortly, okay?